everybody. Well, this is our Monday program, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today, if you're listening live, is June 13th, 2016. And actually, if you're on the archives, then you're in our future. And it'll be a different date for you. But we're going to clear the date today. And you may even have an effect from this date as we clear it away if you are in the future. So here we go. Just kind of check out your body, see how it feels. Remember the dates. The numbers are how they connect programs to you. So here we go. And it could be even be a different program. If you're used to seeing June written as June, J-U-N-E, instead of seeing the number 6, it would be a whole different program. But here we go. We're going to clear June 13, 2016. I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And next, let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. This will bring peace into your room. That's all they emit is peace. I'll use the word stronger to increase that. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's good. And now let's help you to release one thought that you have about a situation that you're dealing with. Getting rid of that program. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And think of that over again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So let's bring up our co-host. She's in the BBS studio. So are you there? How's your volume and everything, Elizabeth?
Yeah. Hi, Ron. Good evening. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Thanks so much for joining us on Creation Lightship Healing. This is the Healing Highway. And we have a wonderful show planned for you. Ron usually does a lot of sample healings during this hour. And if you'd like to check out his website, it's creationlightship.com. And that's kind of your home base for all of the clearings and healings that we'll talk about on the show, as well as your sort of way to perform those for yourself and to clear out some maybe emotional issues, blockages, entities, any sort of alien stuff you've been dealing with, and to empower yourself to really be here in the now and be at peace. So all of these things are on creationlightship.com, and you can link to our chat at the top of the page when the show is live. You can ask us questions via that chat link, and you can also send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Or you can just do it anonymously through our chat box. So, Ron, I guess we should get into the listener questions, and thanks so much, everybody, for sending them in. And somebody said that the new short voice clips are cool. I play all 5 of them in a continuous loop while I sleep and keep the environmental timeline crash free, the free clearing, running all night when I sleep. They sound like he is saying something different and that they like the voice and the forms, the different format even more, and they'll keep you updated, Ron, on these new 10-second audio clips that I think you were talking about on the Friday BBS show.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and they're... Now, I had a question about that actually myself. Can you say those yourself? Will they have the same effect?
I would think so, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So if you say, I now command my spirit to stay in my body and heal me while I sleep, that would be the same effect as playing the one that you were saying.
In a sense, yes, but you need to be specific, for the healing that you need. Remember, your spirit doesn't know that you have a problem. And that could be a whole other show, because your spirit will have that same problem. And so it may have difficulties overcoming a situation that it has, because you need it to heal you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a catch-22 there. But yeah, you could probably help out. That's why you may want to do timeline crashes on your problem, so that you can bring in a energy from the old, because the timelines are keeping you in the future with your problem. So when you get rid of that particular problem on maybe a 1,000 timeline, then more than likely your healing can start, because you're not being inundated with thousands of timelines attaching to your body. Or the timelines are parallel lives, and the parallel lives and the timelines are all alien abductions, because you're not living on the real Earth, you're living elsewhere. So remember, you're in a sense, you're running a mind program brought to you by the alien. So you're running these programs that don't even relate to being here. I think you could probably all understand that, you know, if you think right now of, gee, I think I want to go visit Hawaii. You may be listening and being in Hawaii, but from there we'll say if you're in Hawaii, you want to go to Iceland, okay? So automatically, what's going to happen? You're going to be running a program in your mind to try to find the energy of Hawaii, and naturally it'll probably bring up maybe a TV show, like Hawaii 5-0 or something that was on years and years ago. Or maybe you just saw something about Hawaii. And so automatically you're going to go there and be watching what you've already seen in the past, because it's stored inside of you. And then the aliens will actually take that and put you into that script. You may not understand that or even know about it, but you're going to be there living on that particular mind control program. Back to you.
So, Ron, would you say that the mind program is a program that the aliens give you that enables you to function in their alien holographic reality here on Earth?
Yeah, you're actually functioning in La La Land, you know?
Yeah. So what the timeline crashing does then is it takes you out of that reality of those parallel lives and brings you into the now. Is that correct?
Well, it'll take you out of that, and it's up to you to be in the now, but you will probably fall back into the now. And so that's why I don't recommend meditation, because you're going into la-la land.
Yeah.
And going somewhere. You're daydreaming. You're not in control of being here. Remember, you're here physically. Well, naturally, you can escape from being here, and, you know, you can take drugs. You could meditate, you could do whatever to go on a mind trip somewhere and not be here. And people do that all the time. So the main thing is to be here. That's,
yeah,
that's why you're here, is to be here, to be creative.
It's funny. The reality of the drugs or the altered reality is really just another reality than the reality that we're experiencing here on Earth. So sometimes the real reality feels like just as weird as the one that you experience in an altered state.
Yeah, and if it's the real reality that's kind of goofy here, then they will copy and paste that and create that reality for you.
Right.
Of those.
So there really is no reality.
No.
Yeah, that's... I know it sounds confusing, but I think, like, the more you actually learn from listening to the shows, and if you, you've been listening for a while, you kind of understand what we're saying here. But I think, you know, to a new listener, it might sound complicated, but it really isn't. And the thing is that I think, Ron, what you're saying about the timeline crashing is absolutely true, because it's, I don't know what the right phrase is, getting rid of those parallel lives or those, parallel tracks that are the programs are running you onto, and maybe just getting you onto the track that you want to be on.
Yeah, so I'll mention something there. So you do have the mind taking you on these trips, like when you think of going to Hawaii right now. So that's a mind trip. But you do have your physical body being abducted, and you're actually in Hawaii living a life because they copy and paste you there. So you can do a mind trip, and you can also be there as an abduction, living a physical life, just like you're living here, but it'll be in darkness because it's not created by light. So it does get kind of interesting once you start catching on to what's happening. And it isn't always easy, you know, to understand it, but when you realize that if you want to be abducted, then you want to think a lot, daydream a lot, take drugs a lot, meditate a lot, because once you do that, you are abducted, because you are seeing things that doesn't relate to your physical life here. But it will be physical in the abduction process. And that's why when you wake up sometimes in the morning, you had an awful dream and you wake up and you feel exhausted, or you have a scratch on your body, maybe an incision mark where the aliens got you but you know nothing about it, or maybe you saw yourself battling something, maybe on the astral plane, and that's created by them also. And all of a sudden you wake up and you go, man, I got slapped in the shoulder really hard, and I broke my shoulder there, and here it really hurts awful, you know? So those are all abductions.
Yeah, wow. And even when you go somewhere and maybe have like a healing done, and, you know, that person, even though they're trying to help you, I mean, that's kind of a whole other aspect of this that we haven't really talked about either, is that they're kind of opening up all kinds of problems and probably connecting you to darkness energies, even if they're trying to do right by you. That's kind of why Ron doesn't encourage people to meditate or go on guided meditations or see, you know, other types of healers, because it's you don't know really what they're hooking you up to.
And to continue on with that, you do not know when you're not here, okay? Which means that you think that you're here continuously. Well, where are you? You know, remember, just think of a clock going tick-tock, tick-tock, or a sine wave going from plus to minus. When you're not manifested here in the, a state that you live in, you are turned off. And when you're turned off, because you live in time, and the time is a frequency, so you don't know when you're turned off because you don't have any senses for that. And so when you're turned off, that's when the abduction time happens. And so you're abducted, just hypothetically, you're abducted one-third of the time that you're not here, as you're manifested above and below the sine wave. But when it's flattened out, that's when they take you. So for every one cycle, plus and a minus, you hit the zero crossing once, and that's when time is turned off. How long is that to the aliens? That could be 6 months. And then they take you on the timelines, replicate you, and then they can also take you on tangent timelines where they want to experiment with you and do test tube babies and maybe take part of your body parts and put them there, experiment with you, make you a hybrid, make hybrids from you. Take maybe a shoulder off and an arm off and put it onto some kind of critter to see how it's going to respond. And you know, we see those on YouTube. I'll just go there and look at strange life forms. That's where they were created, on these other places, we'll say, in the beyond or maybe underground here. A lady I talked to, say, maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months, and this happened, I believe, maybe New York, New Jersey. And she was saying that a friend of hers called her, and they had this creature in their backyard. And I think this may have happened 6 to 9 months ago, but I can't swear to it, okay? But so she came over and looked at it, and it had a human face, I believe, and human arms. And the body was really different looking. And it was afraid. And I think it was running around the backyard or something, or crawling or doing something. So they called the, I don't know, I guess animal control or something, and they rushed over and put the thing in a bag and took it away. So it's probably one of the Montauk experiments.
Oh, gosh.
It came up, you know, from the surface, and it was just this creature that was afraid. Maybe it escaped, got away, we could say. And, you know, anyway, things happen, but you don't know when you're not here. You're one of those things. Are they making these things out of you? You don't know. So how do you not get involved with the aliens? Well, number one, you don't think. Remember, you don't have emotions, so you want to get out of your emotions. That's why we have an emotional clearing, which is the whole lifetime clearing on the website. And they get you and take you because of your emotions. So if you're emotional, boy, you're hooked up because they steal your energy and they'll replicate you on many timelines. And if you're one of those unfortunate people, then they will take you onto the tangent timelines because you have a lot of energy to give off, and they'll experiment with you. Normally, on the regular timelines, they're not going to want to hurt you too much, except cause situations and scenes that maybe was in your past, or they create something for you. But they don't want to really harm you too much because they don't want to kill the host. On the tangent timelines, they really don't care. And that's where the awful stuff happens to people. So back to you.
Yeah, wow. It seems like there was a lot of fear there, too. And they do like that emotion very much. So, wow, gosh. We did get a listener question, Ron, there. So many things came to mind, but I guess we'll just kind of move on here. And somebody was asking, isn't it true that there are programs with numbers, timelines, chords, planets, and satellites? Aren't these a lot of programs?
Yeah, very possible. Uh-huh. Whatever you see with your eyes could be a hologram. Unless you do the mind-to-heart drop, you're in the present moment, and you're off of the timelines. And you can't think, okay? So if you're in that state where you're not thinking, because you cannot think when you're in source energy. And for newbies, that's a little hard to understand because they think that maybe their good friend is channeling Archangel Michael or some entity or whatever that has come about, and they think it's, you know, the real deal, and they give, you know, decent information sometimes. But it's not source energy. The aliens will trick you. And so all of a sudden, or the governments can too. It depends, you know, who created these beings and transmitted the energy to you. That's what we have with the free clearings for the head connectors. But basically, when you realize that you do the mind of heart drop and you're in source energy, there's no thinking. And you can't talk really because you have no vocabulary. And you have to force yourself to kind of get back into, you know, the daily living energy here, we'll say, which is in timelines. But once you know that a source energy doesn't communicate to you, then you realize that you've been lied to throughout your whole metaphysical programming and information that you probably have gleaned very sacred and holy and everything else to you, maybe for 30 years. And once you realize that you've been lied to, and you realize that, yeah, how can all these people be channeling Archangel Michael or whatever, you know, Freddie Cooley, you know, with all the same, information and different words to it and everything else, then you realize that, well, they're just channeling something, the name of something. Those energies really, those master energies are not here on this planet. So back to you.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people might find that hard to accept because these long-held doctrines are such a part of so many people's lives. But it actually is quite self-empowering when you realize you've been lied to and alien forces are cloning you and stealing your energy on multiple timelines. And the way to go about dealing with that is to get on Creation Lightship and do your healings. And these are all things that are done by you at your own free will, free choice. And no one is, you know, guiding you or coercing you or telling you to do these things. These are all things that you would do for yourself. And that's where the self-empowerment and the going within happens. So we did get a testimonial, Ron. Someone wrote in that they said they were feeling very relieved after yesterday's call, and they said, thank you for removing trapped alien ships. The sun came out late afternoon, and the energy is so much lighter today. Yeah, I also, I don't know where this person is writing from, but I also noticed a lot of the ships yesterday, too, in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the call yesterday was really, really heavy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it really was.
a lot of people. So the pins are great to get them released. So the stuff that we do that's kind of unusual is we take out pins out of people, alien pins, that they inserted in you. We have a call for shackles. We have another call, which is the malfunctioning alien hardware, android type call. These are things that are put into your body and externally that, you know, cause problems, and we get those out of you when you feel better too.
And I just want to add that call that Ron just mentioned on is the alien malfunctioning hardware. That's June 18th, and it's at 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can register via $30 PayPal donation button via creationlightship.com. So that's Saturday, June 18th, $30, and you can register via PayPal. And then there is also another call that Ron will be holding on Monday, June 27th, at 5:15 Pacific Standard Time, so just following this show, and it is the he's done one of these before, this body organ restoration call that everyone seemed to really like. So he is hosting another call on the 27th.
Oh, yep.
So Ron, maybe we should do a sample clearing for everybody. Maybe like get everybody off one particular timeline, maybe, that they're stuck on?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's see. We could do a fear clearing, I guess. So here we go. So I was kind of thinking about what I'm talking about. If you're listening and you go, well, I meditate all the time and I'm being abducted when that happens and I don't want to have that done and I'm in fear now and, wow, I've been doing this for my whole life, and et cetera, et cetera. What I can say that you finally understood probably what's happening to you. That's why you never ascended. Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, so you bought the wrong system. The aliens got a hold of you and took you sideways because of your thoughts. So I got a chance to maybe leave. So that's good news. But I'll do a fear clearing. So think of one of your fears that you have. Remember, you may have trillions of fears, but just pick one of them, and I'll release the energy that the fear is giving you. I'm not going to release the situation that you look at, but the sting behind it, the fear behind it, the emotional intent, how your body wants to have problems with it or whatever, will be released. Well, here we go. Just think of something. And remember, everything works from this moment in time going into your past. As in source energy, there's no future. And there's no past either, but you're in darkness here because you're living on timeline. So you can bring up one of these pre-programmed things, which is what I'm going to release from you. So here we go. Think of it. I'll count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. So that should be released from you. Remember, your whole DNA, all the thoughts of your ancestors, cellular memory, all the stuff the aliens gave you, they gave you your chakra system and the meridians, everything else, because in light, none of that stuff exists. Your whole body is just a light body. It doesn't have divisions in it or separations. But the aliens gave you all these extra things so that they can control you. So here we go. And since, you do have those systems, you need to get them in balance because you're not living in light. So what I'll do is a chakra balancing alignment for people. So only work on this one program here. We have it on the website, I believe. Here we go. Working with your heart chakra first. And here we go. Moving that over for you. You might feel it actually move. There, now it's in perfect alignment. Remember, if your chakras are off, your spirit cannot help heal you. And also, you're losing body energy. So that's fine. And let's go to your throat and moving that energy over. So they should all be pointing forward. It's the way you look physically, looking out of your eyes. Perfectly straight ahead. There we go. Throat's fine. And I'll do your third eye. And there we go. I should probably just turn off the third eye for people. There we go. But I'll just leave it on for you. Crown chakra, you want to have that closed down 100%. You never want to have your crown chakra open. That's for the aliens coming to your body to play with you. Now, let's go down to your power chakra. There we go. That's fine. Second chakra. That's good. And first chakra. Perfect. That's all that I work with. And we'll do an opening for everybody. This will give you a little more energy in your body. Go into your heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to open it up for you. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Going up to your throat, spin, 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 open. That's number five. Third eye, sixth chakra, spin, 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 open. And going below the heart, power chakra, number three. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, no. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, spin, open. So you should feel maybe an energy surge in your body. So the chakra system is from darkness. I'll just say that in case you're wondering. There people do chakra meditations and stuff, and that probably brings in more darkness to you because now you're waving the chakra flag to the alien, wearing that T-shirt to have your chakras connected by somebody playing some nice music and doing whatever they're doing. And then you're going on your mind trip, and you're hooked up. So back to you.
Yeah, wow, Ron. It seems like everybody really needed that, and that's really awesome that you just did that for all of us. It seems like everybody had a tough day today. I was just a couple of things wanted to mention that chakra clearing that Ron was talking about is on creationlightship.com, and it is a whole lifetime chakra system clearing. So, if this particular system has been, quote, worked on, unquote, by healers in the past on you, or if you've done any kind of meditations or, I guess you've done any sort of, explorations into this, you might want to get that clearing or just get it and, to clear off any sort of weird connections that may have been made to that system. So it's an unlimited whole lifetime clearing. And as Ron said, the first clearing to do, kind of your baseline clearing before you do any others, is the recommended whole lifetime emotional healing. And that's under the healing login. It's the first choice on the first drop-down menu on the website. Also, Ron, you do that a lot at the expos, the spinning and opening of the chakras and also the chakra balancing and realignment. And I think that's what also people who are doing the free sample healings at your booth, when they put on the headphones and they use the monitor screen, that is what is happening. They're getting an emotional clearing from all of their, I think there's seven chakras. So they're getting all of those cleared out. Okay, so thanks very much for that. All right, and the next question is asking if there is a clearing to protect a house, and this listener was called to house sit for a home on Long Island where there was extensive damage to ornamental trees and also an event with an animal, and they're wondering, is this on-planet or off-planet issues? And they're wondering if you can offer any insight, because the homeowner is very religious, and any clearings that would help clear a house or protect a house.
Well, let's see. The first thing that you probably want to do, this is even if you're not going to be house sitting, If you go to a location or you buy a house, or we'll say house set, and there is that awful thing that happened, I guess you're talking about Sandy on Long Island there, right away you're looking at all the trauma that's there. You have land trauma, you have, you know, tree trauma, animal trauma, everything with the house. You have the trauma from people being inside of the house if they were there during that experience. And so what happens is you want to clear everything out. You want to be able to clear out the energies from the house, because they're still going to be there. Well, it could be there, you know, it's like getting the house, you know, where you have a graveyard or something like that. The energy is there forever. So you want to neutralize it. So you want to clean that out first. Now, if the person's religious, right away they have all the deities there, entities there, from what they're believing in. Probably, you know, that, you know, they're going outside of themselves, first of all, connecting to something. So if they are religious, either they're, you know, typically, I would say, might be Christian. So you, right away, you probably have a lot of stuff from Jesus there and Mother Mary and who knows what, you know. But the person is bringing in these dark side energies. They're dark because, remember I said, source energy doesn't bring these things in. They were here maybe once upon a time, and then from there they left. And maybe they're here for a week. But people still know about them, and people still pray to them. And when you pray, P-R-A-Y, you become P-R-E-Y, what you're praying to. And then all of a sudden, you have all this energy there of darkness. And it can look wonderful. And the dark side can do wonderful healing. If it gave you the problem, it could take it away. Remember the old saying, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, or something like that? So. But, you know, the energy of Jesus, that energy, the true energy isn't here. Light of the darkness energy is, because they just replicate it. And, but it's not the same energy as source energy. So the house could be infested with all that. You'd probably want to do a house clearing, neutralize the energies. And you want to get the energies off the walls inside of the house, because if the person's doing their rituals inside of the house, then the walls will take on the energy. So it's probably in the sheetrock and the studs and everything else inside of the house. So it's going to be contaminated that way. So I would probably just do a house clearing and maybe do room by room. If you know what the house looks like, then just put it on a piece of paper, you know, do a little floor plan. If it's two stories, and make one paper for the upstairs, one for the downstairs or something. And you know, draw the house out. It doesn't have to be exact. You know, you got your kitchen and bathroom or bathrooms, you know, and living room and bedrooms. And just kind of indicate on the paper, and maybe put an X through it and put the paper in front of your computer and do the house clearing on it. And then go to the next one and put an X on that. And then, you know, you could clear the rooms that way. And that would probably help out. Now, if the person comes back to reinvest it, by doing the rituals and their practices and their prayer work, then, you know, the clearing is working the now. So you can take away stuff from the past, but it won't hold anything from the future, because the future isn't created when you're doing the clearing. So you're not in the future, you're in the now. All the clearings work in the now, not in the future. But they will work in the past, because the past is a contamination. I'd probably do that, and like I mentioned, do the trauma clearing for probably Sandy and other things that's been going on there. You even want to do, since you're on Long Island, at the end of Long Island is Montauk. Maybe there's some Montauk energy creeping around there from military experiments and stuff like that. You know, I don't know. I think there's still probably going on there, even though they say that it may not be there. Nothing normally is given up if they have underground tunnels and bases and things. So there could be something there, abduction portals, et cetera. Not to scare you, but that's what happens. You may want to clear that out and kind of see how it feels afterwards. So back to you. And also, you know, clear the animals.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, and also, Ron, you said the other day that if there are trees that have been brought down by storms or have been cut down by people, that you can ask if the tree spirits that is still there would like to go and live inside of another tree. So that could also be of help there if it's that type of a situation. I also wanted to say, you know, it's really true what you say about pray. And you really want to be careful about who you talk to and what kind of things you tell them, because if you're like, oh, I'm having such a bad day, and this is happening and that's happening, and the automatic response is like, oh, I'll pray for you, and you don't want that. So you really don't want to talk to people a lot and tell them what's going on and connect them to your timelines or have them connect you to their rituals or religious things or whatever it is that they do, because then they're hooking you up. So you really kind of want to dial it back and keep your energy close to your body and protect yourself. You don't really want to disclose a lot of information about what it is that you're dealing with and what's going on in your life, because a lot of the times that's what people do, even though they mean well. They're just hooking you up to their timelines.
Very sad. Very sad what people do. That's why the earth is corrupted.
That's true. Somebody also said, yes, thank you for that clearing today. It has been a very dark gray day today here, very heavy in northern Wisconsin. And someone also said that, thank you for the wonderful calls this weekend. Truly amazing the volume Ron was able to clear, and very relieving to have pins removed. I notice I am able to stay in the now more continuously and have a lot more energy. When I did, I now increase my life force energy this morning. My hands started at 2 feet wide, and I was able to charge up to full within 3 cycles. This is very new and different for me. A big thank you for all of this work and all it takes to do it. Yeah, I have to do that, increase my life force energy. That's a great way to wake up in the morning.
Wonderful, yeah.
Okay, so thanks so much for sending in that testimonial, and I'm glad you felt some relief and you were able to get on the call yesterday. And just so everybody knows, if you're joining us late or if you're a new listener, Ron does a series of special 8-hour healing intensives every month. And he just wrapped up the first one yesterday, along with the monthly 4-hour Ascension preparation call that was on Saturday. And you can check out the top of creationlightship.com for upcoming events, as well as the dates on the remainders of those calls. And also, please, if you're interested, sign up for our mailing list. Usually only send one email a month to remind everybody of these really amazing 8-hour healing intensives. Yeah, and as people were saying, it seems like yesterday's was very heavy, so probably a lot of energy was moved and removed. And if you're feeling a little tired or sleepy today, that could be the reason why. It's because your body's catching up to the healings. So somebody else wrote in and said that they were, I guess it was a reminder about the abduction barcode removal, and they said, I feel like after having done this clearing and years before, when they were recommended the current life cloned body living on cloned Earth and planets as the empowerment clearings, which was the emotional, mental, and centuries planet and parallel lives. And I guess they're talking about the, let's see, I'm not really sure I'm understanding this here, abduction barcode removal.
Could be.
So, that was the abduction barcode removal, and I'm not sure if that's the clearing that they were doing, but that clearing removes the physical body barcode, that allows the aliens to track our body's location for their abducting purposes, and that is actually a 10-hour clearing. So that's a pretty big one. So if you did that, that's great.
And for the newbies, just kind of as you're listening to the program, we talked about clearing the date with the numbers, the tracking numbers, and then you have the numbers that you see pretty consistently on license plates and on your digital clock. And, you know, the new agers will tell you how good, like, maybe 1111 is or something, you know, or whatever. But if you're seeing these numbers quite often, that means that they're tracking numbers for you, and you're in that tracking mindset. And the only reason why you're seeing the numbers is because they're remote controlling your body, which means that they're moving your head and moving your eyes and everything else down so you're able to see and look at the clock, and they're viewing through you.
So you're kind of a drone.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're a drone, yeah. And then all of a sudden you go, ah, boy, I see 1010 again. I see that at night and in the daytime all the time, and wow, you know. And then you go, I wonder what that means. So you go on the net and you look up something about 1010, or 1111 or whatever, and you get some special book out, and it tells you how great this number system is and how you're evolving into this 105th dimension because you're seeing it. Well, that's just a tracking number. That's your tracking, like, barcode on you, and you're living that life. So I would say that I may not be 100% correct here, but if we'll say that you're seeing fours all the time, well, that's a certain mindset for the alien. And if you're seeing 11s, then that's another mindset. It's a whole different program. And remember, you have your special numbers that you see. And it'd be interesting if you could change your clock to a 24-hour clock to see what happens at that point, to see how they want to use those numbers. But
oh, yeah. I know how some European people that do that here, and it's very interesting. Like, when you see the clock, you're like, oh, it's not 3 o'clock. It's, you know, what would it be, 1400? I don't know. But, yeah.
Yep, so that's a whole other number system that they probably put you on. Anyway, that's why you're seeing those numbers. So when you see it, you know that you are hooked up. You have the fish hook in your mouth, and it's in there very nicely, and they're on the other end of the string, so the fishing line. So you're hooked up.
And they're really deep-sea fishing.
Deep-sea fishing, yeah.
they're really using the premium bait. Yeah. So a couple of other testimonials came in, Ron, and someone wrote that they felt wonderful today. Their shoulders felt cool and relaxed, and they were relaxed and energized. The day went by quickly, usually it drags. And they also wrote that, I think the last pin release call helped my shoulders and my anxiety level a lot. And someone else wrote in with a gray skies and environmental imbalance testimonial, and they said, our area recently experienced a large wildfire requiring evacuation of all residents. First, from practicing being in the now with Creation Lightship, it turned out that we were already on a trip, so we avoided the stress of the mandatory evacuation. And then secondly, two of us both put up the following clearings for the fire. And these are all, I think most of these are free clearings, but so this is what they put up: gray skies, black mist, environmental imbalance, timeline crash, alien holographic reality, alien oxygen codes, and Earth Protect. So the wildfire stopped about a 5-minute drive from our house, and the area immediately surrounding our home and street is untouched and peaceful.
Wow, very, very good. Great.
That's great. Thank you so much for sending that in. And I just wanted to double check. So earlier in the show, we were talking, Ron was talking a lot about the alien holographic reality. And I just wanted to let everybody know again that there is absolutely free, full-strength healing on the left side of creation lightship, and it is the alien-generated holographic reality disconnection. So, Ron, like, could you give us an example, like, when you would want to put that on, how you would know, like, if that's what you're experiencing, when would be a good time to run that clearing, like, while you're sleeping or, like, while you're out at work? Would you want to put your picture in front of the computer and run it, or how would, what's the best application of that clearing?
Well, that's kind of when you're, when you know that you're not here, okay?
Like when you're at work.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, if you let's just say that you're driving your car, and you really know that you're not in the right time sequence, not in the now or as close as you could be to that. You get in your car and you have to go through 5 different traffic lights, and they're all red. Well, right away you know that you're not in the flow, you're not in source energy, and you're doing this stop and go stuff all the time. So right away you know that, you know, this is a problem, which means that you're probably not here. When you realize the source energy doesn't cause any physical pain or harm or anything else, it just is. But your mind will create all the stuff that you're dealing with. And so that means that they took you onto a timeline where nothing is in sync or flowing with you very easily. And if you see that happening, or you go to work, you know, and somebody's upset with you, and then somebody else is upset with you, and this is, you know, wait a minute, hold it, what's going on here? Well, you're not in the now. Drop at their timelines, and they're sharing their aggravation with you on their timeline. You come in peaceful, and all of a sudden, oh man, shit's happening to me, what's going on here? You know, I didn't ask for all this here. Well, you're now on all their timelines. You get 20 phone calls, and there's somebody complaining all the time, all different things. You just walked into their timeline. So you really want to do that clearing, for sure, to get off of that situation so that you can become peaceful again. Oh, remember, the way you're supposed to be is just to look at something, driving your car, you see something, and whatever's happening that you're looking at, there's no emotion. See a car wreck, there's no emotion. Just look at it and you go, okay, that's what happened. That's their experience. That's their timeline. Okay? Now, when you react to that, that means that you have that issue. And now they're on their time, you're on their timeline. You may even feel their suffering and their physical pain from what they went through in this car accident. And then it brings up all the accidents that's stored in your DNA to come forward for you. And then at some point, you may have a car accident because you chose to have your emotions relate to it. That's why you want to do the clearings on the website, to get rid of your emotions so you can be neutral all the time. And that's why you want to be in the now. In the now, you don't have emotions. You're just peaceful. If you don't want to be peaceful, and you want to have all these emotions, then you're going to be abducted like crazy. Because the aliens love you. They love you so much because you're dealing with emotions. And you're going to be going back and forth, up and down, being on multiple timelines. And you'll probably miss the ascension of when and if it happens here. Okay? Hopefully it'll be soon, but I don't have any information on that. Except it should have happened in 2008 in February sometime. So aside from that, you know, things are going on and you want to become peaceful. You're in peace, then that's where you need to, then you're off the alien abduction scenarios and you're off of the timelines and you're off of other people's realities that they try to bring you into that. So that's why all the programs that we do the mind to heart drop at the very end of it, which everybody listening should be doing, you know, half a dozen times a day, if not more, become peaceful. And it only takes about 3 days to do this, and you go, wow, 15, 20 seconds, I can be in peace. Yeah, that's how simple it is. You go, geez, I've been meditating for hours every day trying to find this place. Well, you never find it when you're in mind energy. Mind energy is darkness. So this puts you in your heart with your spirit, and you're out of time. That's where you want to live so you can become peaceful. Back to you.
Yeah, and also I was thinking, Ron, it would be a good idea to do this, what are we talking about? Oh my gosh, the abduction barcode removal. You know, I think sometimes too, if you see something upsetting in the media, or if you react to something that you see on the news or whatever, if you're still watching the news, you know, that we do have that media clearing that you offer. But you could also probably do this, because if you, like you said, if you are driving past a car accident and you react to it, chances are you have been abducted. So it's also that way when you're watching something, or even, I guess, recalling something from your own life, you know, you shouldn't really be feeling any connection to that if you've done your emotional healings. Would you think it would be advisable to use it in that type of a situation as well?
Yeah, whenever you choose to, you know. And if you're listening to us now and you're a newbie and you kind of understand what we're saying but it doesn't relate to you, and, you know, you're about ready to, you know, stop listening, but you're still kind of intrigued a little bit, wondering where you got lied to, to do the near darkness barcode. It's a free clearing, and it'll take off the energy that the aliens put on you for the last 2,000 years, but mainly the last 100 years is where they really got you. And that's why they brought technology in the last 100 years or so, because they wanted you to have your toys and different things that you have now that you probably wouldn't have in the 1800s. And they wanted you to have this wonderful experience with new inventions and things, which is good to have. You know, I'm not saying it's bad, but they took you away from working on yourself. You know, just look at all the people texting on their cell phones or playing those games on TV, and they're actually on those timelines playing those games. And I think a lot of those games deal with the shooting thing. So right away, you're at war. Not very peaceful.
Yeah.
Timelines.
I saw this one, I don't remember, I was on the subway, and I was, like, watching this woman, and she looked like this just sweet, nice, you know, well-dressed, whatever woman, and she was playing this, like, first-person shooter assassin game on her phone, and there was, like, this blood splattering, and I'm just sitting there going, how can you play this? All of these things are just killing each other. It's terrible. It's really graphic. So it's just really surprising that, you know, people you don't think are going to be into this stuff, like, that they actually are. Or just, I don't know. It's just very bizarre to me. But, yeah. So we are getting to the end of the show here. Ron, I did have another question. Unfortunately, we didn't really get a chance to get to all of the questions tonight, but just keep listening, because they often get rolled over into a subsequent show. And Ron does shows on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, all on BBS. And check the BBS radio homepage for that. But I guess really quickly, Ron, before we have to wrap up here, this person is having problems, I guess, because the aliens love them, because they are a loving person, and they are perceived as different by others, so therefore they get other people's energies from people that want to take advantage of them, I guess, so they're wondering what would be the best timelines to crash for that.
Well, you don't want to deal with love energy. That's the first thing, because love energy is in duality.
Yeah.
You want to be something. So the problem would be with you. So change your psychic board. I do the self-empowerment clearing, and don't want to deal with love energy. So if it was rephrased differently, and you said people instead of want to connect with me because they love me, and you said people are connected with me because they hate me, it's the same thing. energy. You want to become neutral. So the problem is with you. You want to become neutral. So that's how you solve your situation. Waving that flag of love, which is the same thing as hate, okay? And people are connecting to you because maybe they are reading the opposite of that, or they're reading, you know, love, whatever, but you don't want to be there. So the problem is very simple. Remember, almost all of your answers are in the question. So I'm peaceful. Then you won't react, won't respond, and people will just move away. And they might move away for good. And then you're going to feel like you accomplished something. But you might feel lonely if you're used to having the reaction of people trying to love you. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ron. And, you know, it is hard to accept, but any of these love-hate energies do exist in a duality. So I think we're actually going to have to wrap it up. And just wanted to thank everybody for listening. And thank you so much, Ron, for all of the free sample healings that you've done. And I hope everybody will join us either tomorrow for the cording removal special call, and also on Wednesday for the BBS show, also on Station 1 at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So back to you, Ron. Thanks so much.
Okay, so let's do the Mind of Heart drop, everybody. So here we go. You say this out loud. If you do it inside of your head, then you're in darkness, so you don't want to do that. So here we go. That's much like meditating. So here we go. You want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Very simple. So here we go. And we're going to count from end to one backwards three times to energize this energy. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So right now you know you can't think because you're in your heart and you're in source energy. And that's how you know where you are. Darkness, you're thinking. So back to you, Elizabeth. I guess I'll say thank you. Blessings, everybody. I guess we'll just sign off. So thank you. Catch you later.